Beauty is strictly a matter of taste, but for me, one of the most beautiful hawks on the planet is the red-shouldered hawk. This beauty-o has a strongly banded black and white tail and cinnamon underside. There's a subspecies in Florida that has an exceptionally pale head and upper breast, but the ones from elsewhere are more vividly plumaged, and wherever I happen to see one, the beautiful striped tail and graceful flight stir my soul. Red shoulders are far more abundant farther east and south than north country, but I've seen them once in a while in Port Wing. I also see them fairly frequently in southern Wisconsin, but I see them most reliably when I'm in the south. Right now I'm seeing a lot in Arkansas where they're pretty abundant in the forests. A handful pass over Hawk Ridge most autumns, but thousands and thousands pass over Hawk Mountain in Pennsylvania each year. It must be a lovely sight to see a whole kettle of them with their wings outstretched and their beautiful tails flared out. Of course, we get more broadwings at Hawk Ridge, and kettles of them twinkling in the sky are darned beautiful. Broadwings are actually pretty closely related both genetically and ecologically to red shoulders. They're both most abundant in moist and bottomland forests where barred owls are also abundant. And both hawk species feed on rodents, snakes, frogs, reptiles, and even snails. But red shoulders are not as tied to cold-blooded animals, and so they don't migrate as far. Broadwings go all the way to the tropics, while most red shoulders seldom end up as far as Mexico. Red-shouldered hawks have a loud call that blue jays not only notice, but imitate perfectly. No one is exactly sure why. It may be that the jays are simply mimicking conspicuous and dramatic sounds they hear, or they may be using it to stir up excitement in the forest. Jays often make the sound when flying over a forest canopy. Some people speculate that they do it to see where birds are flying up from to help them locate nests to raid. Blue jays are certainly clever enough to have figured that out, and it's as good an explanation for that specific imitation as I've heard. I do like that nature's spunkiest and coolest jay pays such close attention to such a cool hawk. Yes, red-shouldered hawks are a bird like Willie Loman to whom attention must be paid. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.